The Seattle Aquarium has a new sea otter pup. She was orphaned in Alaska several months ago after getting caught in a fishing net. Last week, Mishka arrived at her new home, and KUOW's Sarah Lerner went to visit.
What kind of animal?
That's a sea otter. That's a baby sea otter.
And I'm just going to come back here because I work here.
Dr. Lasana Lahner is a veterinarian at the aquarium. Lahner explains what Mishka's doing behind the glass, receiving a beauty parlor-type treatment. A biologist is blowing her fur dry, combing out little knots. Important, Lahner says, because that's how sea otters thermoregulate.
She's in there all fluffy and happy and eating, so that makes me happy.
What else tells you that she's thriving?
Well, I mean, you know, it's fairly simple. Just like with us, I mean, she's eating, sleeping, pooping. Those are kind of the big three.
And just like the mom of a newborn might be, Lahner herself is sleep-deprived. She's been with Mishka almost around the clock. This little sea otter is just like a baby in a lot of ways. She even drinks formula from a bottle.
They are really cute little critters.
But still, Lahner says it's important to not anthropomorphize too much.
Because it may not be the best thing for the animal to understand that they are young sea otters and that young sea otters need things that sea otters need and not, you know, focus on their needs that they might have if they were a young human.
And so when you say that, I think of, if I don't know anything, then I'm like, well, she needs to cuddle with me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so a lot of people, like, for example, will hug their dogs, whereas for a dog, that's like almost a dominant body language that you're telling them to submit or something.
Lahner admits it is nearly impossible not to think of her like a baby.
Is she looking at us?
I think she has her eyes closed. Oh, there's eyes open. Oh, deep breath.
Within the next week, if she's still doing well, Mishka will meet other sea otters for the first time since being orphaned. That'll be a huge moment, and her new life with other sea otters will begin. I'm Sarah Lerner for KUOW.